So the president's in town today. He's going to be at the Detroit Economic Club. He's also going to tour a manufacturing plant in Dearborn where they make the F-150. So he's going to get a little bit of the taste of the automotive side of the Motor City when he comes to town. Let's bring in Kush Desai. He's a White House deputy press secretary who joins us this morning. Kush, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me on again.
So the president's coming to town. What can we expect to hear from him today?
Sure. I think, restoring the American dream, American prosperity has been a day one priority for President Trump. As he's turning the page on Joe Biden's affordability and economic disaster here. And I think you'll hear a lot about what the president and his administration have already done to deliver on both of those fronts. And I think you'll get a taste of what is kind of in store for the American people in the next the new year here.
Kush, the president had previously referred to affordability jitters as a hoax, but there's a new Detroit News poll that came out today. It shows 82% of Michiganders are seeing their grocery bills spike right now. Is the president's message to those families that their bank statements are wrong? What's his message to them?
Well, no, that's not true. What he didn't call affordability a hoax. What we called a hoax was Democrats starting to harp on this issue when, you know, this is their crisis that they created in the first place. And so for Democrats who spent 4 years abetting the Joe Biden economic disaster, who spent 4 years defending the Joe Biden's economic disaster, to now come out and say, oh, you know, these problems that we're seeing because of Joe Biden's policies that we supported all along are actually a huge problem now and Donald Trump's fault. That's what the president is calling a hoax and a joke. Obviously, we fully understand that affordability is a serious concern for the American people. That's why President Trump was elected in the first place. And that's what the president has continued to be focused on, again, since day one. When you look at tax cuts, when you look at deregulation, when you look at the investments that are pouring in, when you look at some of the micro-targeted things like egg prices that the president has done, when you look at gas prices. So this has been a big focus since day one, and it continues to be a big focus. The hoax here is that Democrats are harping on an issue that, again, they created and they gaslit Americans about 4 years.
What about the tariff issue? The president has been very clear about the purpose of the tariffs. But what about, you know, some of these auto suppliers that are spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on tariffs right now and maybe not using it for expansion? What would he say to them?
Sure. I think he'd reply with two things. Number one is that there's also a spate of supply side reforms to help those same auto parts manufacturers to reshore their manufacturing back in the United States. That's deregulation, like the president getting rid of these CAFE standards on cars. It's also things like the big, beautiful bill, the tax cuts we saw, the fulcrum expensing, where companies can write off 100% of investments they make in manufacturing and new factories, right? The second point is that, look, we can't, the status quo where foreign countries are ripping us off and undermining our industry and our workers can't stand. And, you know, the president's already taken a very nimble approach to the auto industry in particular. That's why we've seen auto tariff relief actions. But again, this is a long-term process here. We've already seen a spate of new trade deals that expand access for these same American companies in foreign markets. You can now sell an American car in Japan and in Europe, an American-made car, which is something unimaginable just 2 years ago. So this is a process that's playing out. And again, I think the president is very focused on kind of restoring the dominance of the American auto industry at every level of the supply chain.
Yeah, and I think there's still a disparity, though, because the president has said that the economy is moving in the right direction. And yes, he would like to see, you know, interest rates come down even further more quickly. But at the same time, there are still people, our listeners will call us and still tell us that, you know, things are still too expensive. So there is a bit of a disparity between what people are feeling and maybe what the numbers show.
Well, look, those two things aren't mutually exclusive. I think we can say that things are trending in the right direction because they are trending in the right direction. You know, inflation isn't at the 5 to 9% we saw under Joe Biden's presidency. It's cooled to a rate that's roughly half of that. We've seen investments continue to flow in. We're Americans about to see record tax refunds in this coming tax season. And we can, all those things can be true, and we can still acknowledge that there's still a lot of work to be done. And that's exactly what the president has said, you know, during his speech right before Christmas. He said exactly so, that a lot of work remains. And that's what the administration and the president are both very, you know, laser focused on heading into this year.
Speaking with Kush Desai, White House Deputy Press Secretary here on JR Morning. And Kush, back in 2024, the president warned that the whole country will end up like Detroit if he lost. Now he's back here in the city, you know, to court voters. Is Detroit a cautionary tale or the engine of an American comeback?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Detroit is sort of ground zero for What happens when you have America's last trade policies and broken, a broken tax code and broken regulations take over and strangle American industry and American manufacturing and American growth? And I think the president's focused on turning the page on that and doing a bit of a U-turn to get back to, this sort of golden era for American manufacturing. And that's especially true for cities like Detroit. Again, it could have been a cautionary tale, but I think we're seeing a resurgence in with these trillions of dollars in manufacturing flowing in, thanks to the president's policies, a resurgence in cities like Detroit across the Midwest.
Does he have time to stop at the auto show today?
You know what? I'll check with the schedule and see him and get back to you, see if he can fit that in there.
Why was it important for him to go to this manufacturing facility for Ford?
Sure. Well, look, number one, Michigan came out big numbers for the president, and I think the president is deeply appreciative of that. But number two, I think, again, this the American auto industry is this it's this keystone industry, this gem of the American economy. And, restoring the dominance of the American auto industry has been a very key focus for the president. That's why there have been so many tailored deregulatory and trade actions that are specifically focused on the auto industry. More so than really any other industry, even more so than steel and aluminum, for instance. And so the president coming back to Detroit, I think, is his way of saying, look, you had my back and I still, continue to have your back. We are going to write the next American golden age, the next chapter in our American golden age together. And me and my administration are going to continue to do whatever we need to do to get you back on track.
Well, it's exciting that the president's coming to town. If you want to just drop him a line, you have our number. He can give us a call this morning if he wants. just getting up and we'll be happy to take his call.
I'll send him a text right now.
There
okay.
you go.
Appreciate it,
Kush Desai. Always appreciate you making yourself available to us. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you got it. Look, anytime a president's in town, it's a good thing. It's
Absolutely.
Exciting. And he's going to be speaking to the Detroit Economic Club this afternoon.
He loves the Detroit Economic Club.
He does.
He does.
He goes and talks to them frequently.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, this is what, his third
appearance? Yeah, 2016 and 2024.
And he was here.
And you know how
the
they
election.
Love timing at the Detroit Economic Club?
They really
he
do.
He does not go with their timing.
No, it just kind of goes with the flow.
I mean, that's what you're going to get when you're the president, right? It's not like you're going
to,
plan this 6 months out.
And I was talking to a lot of people who work downtown.
Yeah.
Work there. Like, I'm going to work from home today traffic is going to be crazy.
Sure.
We'll shut down freeways
Absolutely.
And stuff with the motorcade. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, it's how it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's how it's got to be. Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk about what's happening not only in the automotive advancement, the technology, but in our roadways as well. The infrastructure is getting smart. It's next on JR Morning.